The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning. What a time on the sports calendar. A dark, dreary day here in the Valley of the Sun. But if you're an NBA fan or a San Antonio Spurs fan, you have to rest assured that there will be no thunder for too much longer. Great time on the sports calendar. Game 7s and round 2 in the NBA and the NHL playoffs. We almost saw a no-hitter the other night, but Don Mattingly did not let it happen. This is Jeff Rich filling in for Andy Dorf this morning. I'm joined by Shane Koenig from MileHighBroncos.com. Shane, what's going on this morning?
You guys have the dreariness. We've got the snow. We've got 2 days of spring snow. And the sports world seems to, the cream that we're always used to, it seems to be rising to the top, both in the NBA, NFL draft. The guys that are known for making the right moves seem to have made the right ones again.
It's the greatest day of your life, the NFL draft, if your name is not Laramie Tunsil. What a rough night this guy had. Some of it brought upon himself, some of it a malicious attack. We'll get into that and so much more after the break. Shane, thanks for joining me. We got 2 hours to roll here, plenty to talk about. So after the break, I guess we'll break it all down.
Sounds awesome. Let's do it.
All right. Jeff Rich and Shane Koenig on the Dorfon Sports on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. We'll be right back, everyone.
Spring's almost here, and soon it will be mowing season. I'm Danny Lipper with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned, and we'll talk about making sure your mower is ready to get the job done this year, right after this.
Mold on your siding, moss on your roof, mildew on your deck. The easiest way to get rid of it all is with Wet and Forget Outdoor. There's no scrubbing, no rinsing, and no pressure washing. Just spray and leave. Wet and Forget Outdoor is bleach-free and safe for virtually any outdoor surface. Siding, roofing, concrete, stone, stucco, even fabric. Just spray and you're done with Wet and Forget Outdoor. Get Wet and Forget Outdoor at participating Ace, True Value, Do It Best hardware stores, or visit wetandforget.com for a store near you.
Since your mower's been sitting idle for the last few months, it will need a little attention before you fire it up this spring. First, remove the spark plug wire before you check the blade for sharpness and balance. If the blade is dull, remove and sharpen it. You can do this yourself or take it to a professional. A dull blade will simply tear the grass instead of making a clean cut, and that can lead to lawn disease. Clean the mower housing inside and out and lubricate all moving parts, including the wheels. Then make sure to install a brand new spark plug and fill the tank with fresh gasoline. Gas that's been sitting in a container or a mower for a few months will potentially gum up the motor. Finally, remember to think safety when you start up the mower to take on the lawn this year. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Alrighty, welcome back. Jeff Rich and Shane Koenig on Dorf on Sports on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. And, you know, there was a coaching change in the NBA. Yeah, we knew that Byron Scott was out in LA. Let me ask you something, Shane. Would you rather be the captain, or would you rather be the captain of a ship that needs a lot of work, or the first mate on a ship that pretty much drives itself?
I don't know. It feels like the first mate on a ship that's going to be able to run itself simply because I can get more recognition that way and the right recognition. But when I have a ship that needs to be fixed, I have to rely on the right mechanics to do it. And I think that's the tough part about Luke Walton taking over the Lakers is, does he have the right mechanics to get him the right pieces? Right now, that team is terrible and it's not going to get better. They're going to be young. They're going to be inexperienced. Does he really believe that the Buss family, currently the way that Jim Buss is going to be running that team, is going to be able to get a free agent? I think Luke Walton will help with that, being a former player and being with so many teams and being with so many coaches and being able to speak to that as a younger coach. But does he have the right mechanics to fix the ship so that he can actually drive it the way that he wants to?
What's your feeling on, in general, on these players almost going right from being on the floor to running the bench? You know, we've seen it with Jason Kidd. We saw it. Mark Jackson was a few years removed from the league, but we've seen quite a few players make this almost immediate jump.
I think with the right assistance, they can definitely be the right choice. I think that the most recent ones, Earl Watson is for down in your valley is an odd choice simply because you went from Jeff Hornacek, who you fired, and Earl Watson came in and that team got worse. Now you did trade away some pieces to purposely get worse, but they didn't have any type of success or any type of look to the future that would make you think that he's the right choice. I think it's always a 50-50 shot. You know, for a long time there we had coaches out of college from college that had no success, and now Brad Stevens is having success, and now it's turning to those teams that are those coaches that are younger or had good have done a good job coaching personalities even on the college level now coming into the pros. So I think that you're going to see that just like anything else, it's going to be cyclical. I think that the most success right now is, did you choose an assistant that came from the San Antonio Spurs? You know, people are, if you look at that Popovich tree, it's growing, and people seem to really be plucking him off of there as quickly as possible.
Do you think that Becky Hammon gets a, you know, you mentioned Spurs assistants. Does Becky Hammon end up getting a head coaching job, or will she not be the first female to break that gender barrier in sports when it comes to head coaches?
I think it'll take. I think she can. I think it would have to be something similar to a situation of the Brooklyn Nets, where they get their general manager and vice president of operations from the Spurs as an assistant. He then grabs an assistant coach from San Antonio to be the head coach because he saw what he did on a day-to-day basis and had confidence in that. I think you'll have to get somebody that works with Becky Hammon on a day-to-day basis, sees the work, sees the effort she puts in, and then can translate that into, hey, I have a job now as a general manager to hire somebody and would be confident in bringing her in. I think, unfortunately, looking ahead, it might be something of, we're a really bad team and we need to put butts in the seats, and this will be a way to do that. It might be almost like a sideshow type of thing, but I think she definitely can have an opportunity because she's in the right situation with the right coach that can speak out and has so many such strong cachet in the league to say this woman can do this.
Let me bring it back to Walton going to L.A. because, you know, you look at all the success in at Golden State. I mean, who's the architect behind that? I mean, do you credit Bob Myers, Mark Jackson, Steve Kerr? And how much of a role does Walton play in bringing that together? Obviously, he, you know, with the talent there and with what Steve Kerr and maybe Mark Jackson before him built, you know, he was able to manage that. And I think that's a big deal. And I think that's going to be a big deal to the Buss family and the Lakers going forward.
I would have to give all the credit to Bob Myers of putting the right players out there. I also have to give credit to Bob Myers for having the cojones to say, hey, we're pretty successful with Mark Jackson. We're pretty good, but we got to let you go because he saw that there was something that Steve Kerr could bring to the table that others did not. And he plucked him away from New York. So I would say that Bob Myers has to be the guy that put that together, because we've talked about this throughout all of our conversations at Golden State this year. That is a deep, deep roster, and they're going to prove it this next round in the playoffs that they have a roster that can still compete and can do that without their best player.
The series that is going on, the round two series that is going on, it was a joke. It was like, why even bother? Kevin Durant's leaving for sure. I know it's only one game, but it's certainly game one, 124-92, and it wasn't even that close, really sets the tone for this seven-game series.
Yeah, I think that everything that everybody talked about and ups and downs with Oklahoma City, you know, they're two great players and a pretty deep roster, but they seem to be missing something. They seem to be missing that discipline, that domination where they would get up in the fourth quarter and then lose leads, or they wouldn't close out the fourth quarter. There's something there that is just missing, and San Antonio is the ultimate, let's bring out your weaknesses and show them to everybody, and they definitely did that. I mean, Russell Westbrook was frustrated. They played terrible defense. And when you play terrible defense against a team that plays team offense the way that the San Antonio Spurs do, you're never going to be successful. And the two stars that are now going to take over for, you know, Duncan, Parker, and Ginobili, they're going to have Parker obviously around for three more years. But if they make a run here, I firmly believe Ginobili and Duncan are done, and their transition to Kawhi Leonard and Aldridge is going to be a strong one.
Yeah, Aldridge played lights out. Danny Green shot the lights out of the ball as well. But, you know, I look at a guy like Leonard, and I wonder if you remove him from San Antonio now, I think he could be the alpha on just about any team in the league that doesn't have LeBron James or Steph Curry on the team. But I think that if he didn't come up with San Antonio, he's a completely different player. I mean, that, you know, he falls to San Antonio and they're able to develop him. You know, same with Danny Green. Danny Green was nothing in Cleveland. And, yeah, you know, he's a starter and a sharpshooter from the outside there in San Antonio. Do you think the Thunder grab even a game in this series?
I think with two players, the skill level of Durant and Westbrook, especially Westbrook, now they put Kawhi Leonard on Russell Westbrook, which really shows his value, length and speed. But I think with Westbrook and his explosiveness to the rim, I think they can definitely steal a game. I don't fully expect that the first game is a true indicator of what can happen, but I think it is an indicator of what will happen.
A couple of game sevens. What are you looking forward to on Sunday?
I'm looking forward to Miami putting together another strong game like they did before, and seeing if the college legend of Kemba Walker can translate into an NBA game seven, big game, show up, put away a team that people think is going to be a great matchup for LeBron in Cleveland. I think I'm really excited about that because, you know, when you get Dwayne Wade, who they've nursed through the season and kept him out of games so that he's healthy. This is the reason they keep him healthy, is so he can show up in a game seven. And Joe Johnson and Luol Deng, they've done a great job putting that together in a short time. And the interesting thing for me is, not necessarily next to those guys, but really loves the movement in the game, is Eric Spoelstra came from video coordinator to Miami as a head coach, and people were baffled by that. But the adjustments he made for Game 6 of posting Joe Johnson, posting Luol Deng, posting Dwayne Wade against Kemba Walker, great adjustments that kept them in that game and kept them pushing to that pace and that tempo that he wanted to push throughout that entire game.
Yeah, lots to look forward to on the NBA slate on Sunday. Coming up after the break, we're going to talk to our professor of sports up in Ontario, Canada, John Poulter, and we're going to have to ask him if the savior for Toronto Maple Leafs hockey was perhaps raised by coyotes. All that and more coming up next. Shane Koenig, Jeff Fritsch. This is Dorf on Sports on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Welcome back, everyone. We're gonna go out to the phones right now. And by the way, if you want to get involved, you can follow us at By Jeff Rich. at Shane_Koenig. And he's John Poulter. He's at 12 John Poulter. He's our professor of sports, talks to us each and every week about the entire world of sports, but a little bit of an emphasis on the National Hockey League and Major League Baseball. That's where we're going to start, because his Toronto Maple Leafs pulled the winning card in the NHL draft lottery. And ironically, it's Austin Matthews that's at the top of the board. Kid that was born in San Francisco, moved down to Arizona, spent his entire childhood watching the Phoenix and now Arizona Coyotes. And he's probably going to be a Toronto Maple Leaf. Welcome to the program, John.
Thanks, Jeff. Good morning, and good morning to you, Shane. First chance we've had an opportunity to work together.
Absolutely. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
All right, John. What's your take on the Maple Leafs winning the lottery? Is this what finally turns it around for the most cursed team in the National Hockey League?
Well, it's certainly a huge piece. I'm not so sure that it's the thing that finally turns it around. It's not the first piece in a huge jigsaw puzzle. It's not the last piece. Hockey's very much a team sport, and you know, one player does not turn around a bad situation, certainly one that's as bad as the Toronto Maple Leafs have been for the last 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, pick your decade depending on how old you are. But it certainly is a huge piece in putting this thing together. It's a pretty good young team prospect-wise. They've got a lot of draft picks. If they use those picks well and wisely in what appears to be a pretty strong and deep 2016 draft, it can certainly go a long way to putting them back in the thick of things as far as competitive teams go. Are they going to be super competitive in the next year or two? Probably not. I think we all have to be real patient here and say that this is somewhere between 3 and 5 years in terms of rebuilding this. One of the things they do have going for them is a very strong, young, talented team in the Toronto Marlies of the American Hockey League, who were far and away the best team regular season-wise and seen as the favorites for the Calder Cup, which is the American Hockey League Stanley Cup. So, yeah, lots of good things happening, but will we be sitting here a year from now saying that the Leafs are still alive in the last four? No, I don't think so.
Again, we're talking to John Poulter, our professor of sports. Hey, Shane, meet John, and fire away.
So with the rebuilding, anytime that you have so many good picks or a strong amount of picks in a strong draft, like you mentioned, is this the draft that Brendan Shanahan is really linking his career to with the Toronto Maple Leafs?
Well, I would have to say probably yes, Shane, from the standpoint that we're heading into year three in 16-17 of the Shanahan administration. When he came in, he sat back for a year. He decided who he thought should stay, both in terms of management, coaching, and players, and who should go. I think we can now safely say that this is his team, both in terms of who he has in the front office, who he has behind the bench, who he has on the ice. And he's made some very good choices. And the guy that he brought in from the London Knights of the OHL was a fellow by the name of Mark Hunter, who played in the NHL quite successfully for a number of years, one of the three Hunter brothers that played in the NHL in the 80s and the 90s and into the early 2000s. Hunter has a reputation of being a top talent scout, top talent identifier. He's the guy that's going to be charged with using all of these draft picks wisely. They've put an awful lot of faith in him. From the way that I've seen him build the London Knights, and London is about 120 miles southwest of Toronto. It's about halfway between Toronto and Detroit, so it's a little bit in our market. He seems to have a reputation of doing all the right things, making the right choices. Let's be honest, drafting 16-year-olds with a view to having them play major junior hockey is a little bit different than drafting 18-year-olds with the opportunity to play and play well against men. But I think the grounding is there. I think the base is there. And I think this is Hunter's draft and Shanahan's team right now. That's for sure.
Hey, on the ice right now, we got round two action going on every series at one or two games. But St. Louis Blues play the Dallas Stars. The series started out in Dallas, but it's going to return to St. Louis for game three. I don't know if you heard about the story, John. African-American hockey fan in St. Louis, big St. Louis Rams fan, just lost his football team, has decided to become a hockey fan in a pretty colorful fashion. The guy's gone kind of viral. Have you heard anything about this?
No, not at all. I was traveling yesterday on my way back from Florida, so sort of lost a little bit of touch of what was going on yesterday. And, of course, the NFL draft being big news in the States in the last couple of days. And as you know, that's not my area of expertise. So I'm not fully up to speed on this individual.
Pretty good story. Pretty good story. A guy tweets out that white people have been hiding hockey from blacks for too long, and this is a great sport to watch. And obviously he's got to transition out of football if he wants to watch teams in the hometown. But my question, we've got guys like P.K. Subban, Anthony Duclair. I grew up with Jerome and Igla, but there's not a lot of African Americans in the sport of hockey. You don't see a lot in the stands. But if there's a revolution, Shane and I were kind of talking about it before the show. If we could add that demographic to the National Hockey League, I think we'd see a lot more sold out arenas.
Yeah, I don't disagree. Certainly, from a race standpoint, you would see some wonderful changes. There are some very talented African-American players in the NHL right now. Wayne Simmonds, I guess, would also be one that would be into that conversation. And I don't know Wayne Simmonds personally. His uncle is an acquaintance of mine, and I know his uncle is extremely proud of him. And he certainly has done well in terms of playing. And P.K. Subban, very much a showman, local boy from Mississauga, Ontario, which is not quite a suburb of Toronto, but is bordering on Toronto. I think it would be a great influx into the game. Joel Ward, of course, with San Jose is another great example of a guy that's been down on the floor three or four times. I think he's been an unrestricted agent, free agent, seven or eight times, and here he is still playing and playing well and making a huge contribution. And I guess the parallel I would probably make, Jeff, is the same as when we've seen the influx of Europeans into the NHL a couple of decades ago, and what we're seeing now with Koreans and Japanese and previously the Hispanic players coming into Major League Baseball. If it's good talent, let's get it in, let's get it on the ice, let's get it on the field, and hopefully that will help put fans in the stands. And let's face it, that's what this is all about. Teams are in the business to A, win, but B, make money. Let's not forget these guys are businessmen.
Shane, if you got anything on the NHL, fire away. Otherwise, we can move on to Major League Baseball.
So you have the Washington-Pittsburgh series, and every single year it seems to be these two teams in the East always competing and always seem to come up short. What has set those two teams apart? Obviously, Washington having a huge, huge season and translating that into an opening series win, and Pittsburgh coming up against Washington and winning a game as well. How have they changed that dynamic to actually have some success in the playoffs now that they face each other?
Well, I think we have to look at Washington and Pittsburgh seasons as sort of two different seasons. Washington came out of the gate running and continued to run, did really well all season, won the President's Trophy, far and away the best team in the Eastern Conference. Pittsburgh started out very slowly, and right around the time they made a coaching change, that seemed to be the time that Sidney Crosby woke up. And as much as this is Washington versus Pittsburgh, it's Crosby versus Ovechkin. A couple of players that probably don't like each other all that much. I think they respect each other professionally, but they're two different individuals. They're two different talents. I suspect that there's a little bit of a rivalry going on there, sort of something along the Bird Johnson scenario in basketball we saw in the 80s. These are two good teams, much like the Chicago-St. Louis series in the first round. It's probably a series that's more befitting of a later round in the playoffs than the second. It's unfortunate that a good team is going to go out at this point. Exciting hockey. I saw all of the first game and a good piece of the second game, and it's one of those series that is a defining moment in terms of what we see, because we're now at the point where we're down to the last eight teams, and when you get down to the last eight teams, usually you're seeing eight pretty good hockey teams, and at some point one or two or more good teams are going to exit the tournament.
Good stuff, John. Hey, do you have a few minutes after the break to break it down with us in Major League Baseball. I definitely want to talk about the gentleman chasing history in Miami or in Milwaukee, as the case was, and you know, Don Mattingly preventing history from happening, and then the Brewers almost winning that baseball game. So I'd like to talk about that on the other side with John Poulter, our professor of sports. Right now you got Jeff Rich, Shane Koenig, filling in for Andy Dorf on Dorf on Sports on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Firestone Champion Tire has a 70,000-mile limited tread wear warranty, our longest ever, so they can take you from Manhattan to Nashville to the middle of nowhere. Because with the right tires, there's no such thing as a wrong turn, and you can go just about anywhere. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Certain limitations and restrictions apply. Ask a Firestone retailer for details. Actual mileage may vary.
I've always had the dream, my whole life. I wanted to live on waterfront property. My favorite thing is just that little sound of that motor going by in the distance. And then about a minute later, the waves come out and make the old rickety deck squeak a little bit. It's where I want to be.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
All right. righty, welcome back. Dorfot Sports on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Jeff Rich and Shane Koenig filling in for Andy Dorf. We are still joined. He's going to stay with us for another segment by our professor of sports and from Ontario, Canada, John Poulter. And John, I want to shift gears over to Major League Baseball. Now, 100 pitches seems to be that magic number. We see it exceeded very often if a pitcher looks strong late in a game. Don Mattingly apparently did not think so in Milwaukee on Friday night, pulling Adam Conley after 116 pitches. He was no-hitting the Brewers for 7 2/3 innings. Urena comes in, takes a questionable error. You know, you always question the official scorers late in the game on one-shot bang plays that would probably be base hits in any other situation. But the lead gets or not the lead, but the, you know, they give up a hit in the ninth, and they come very close to losing the game. They go in with a 6-0 lead in the ninth inning, and the Brewers put 3 on the board. They had 2 runners on when the Marlins finally ended the game. What's your take on that whole situation of pulling a pitcher while he's throwing a no-hitter?
I don't have a problem with it. You know, as you and Andy and I have talked about numerous times, no-hitters are not really what they used to be. You know, you used to see 1 or 2 a season. It almost seems now you're seeing 6 or 7 a season. We're in an age now of specialty in terms of pitchers. That magic number seems to be 100, and I'm not sure whether that's the right number, the wrong number, or whether it's just a nice round number that everybody has come up with. I would tend to think that most pitching coaches would tell you that it's really not the number of pitches a guy has thrown, it's the number of stressful pitches that he has thrown. And when I talk about stressful pitches, maybe I'm looking at full counts. Maybe I'm looking at the number of times he's had to face a power hitter or a proven hitter with runners in scoring position. I'm not a big fan of pitch counts. I'm old enough to remember guys like Gaylord Perry and Bob Gibson who, you know, if they went out and started it, they expected to finish it. And for the most part, they did. I think it's part and parcel of the way that teams baby pitchers now, and part of that is the number of long-term contracts we see going to pitchers and the enormous dollars these guys are making. Teams have got so much money invested in these young pitchers, they just want to baby them in terms of their development. And I would have to agree that Mattingly's job here is to win ball games. It's not to make sure that guys get no-hitters. Mattingly's an experienced manager. I know our buddy Fred Wallen doesn't think much of him as a manager. He thinks he's a batting coach that dresses as a manager. But my thought process here is that this was probably the right decision. He decided that regardless of the number of pitches, he wanted to make sure that the Marlins won the game. And let's face it, that's what he's judged on at the end of the year. If he loses 100 games, if the Marlins go 62-100, but the Marlins have thrown 5 no-hitters, I don't think Marlins ownership's going to be too happy with the job that Mattingly has done.
Go ahead, Shane.
So staying in the NL West, I think it's interesting that we're talking about the Dodgers and at the beginning of the year being here in Colorado, and the NL West talk was San Francisco, it's an even year. They win the World Series every other year. They're always in the mix. And we look at that whole entire division and the Diamondbacks spending a bunch of money and there's not a game team above 500. Who's going to separate themselves, and how are they going to do that?
Well, it's funny you should ask that, because I was looking at the standings this morning, as I do every Sunday before we chat, and you know, looking at the National League West, we've got the Giants and the Dodgers tied at 12-13, and then Colorado 11-12, Arizona 12-14, and even the Padres in last place at 9-15. They're only 2.5 games out, so the Dodgers' loss streak has now reached 6. That sort of brought them back to the pack. And it's a bit of a trend that we're seeing in baseball right now in terms of streaks. Looking at it quickly, there's 12 teams have got either a winning streak or a losing streak of greater than 4 games. 7 teams with winning streaks of 4 games or more, 5 games with losing streaks of 4 games or more. That division is a lot tighter than I expected it to be. I sort of expected the Diamondbacks to be a little bit more of a factor in that race, Shane. Colorado, with all due respect to those of you in the great state of Colorado, and San Diego sort of appeared to me to be the teams on the outside. I said right from the get-go that I still thought that the Giants and the Dodgers were the teams with the talent and certainly the teams on paper that had the best opportunities to win. But I did like what the Diamondbacks have done over the winter. But two things have happened there, I think, that have been huge factors. One is the very ordinary performance of one Zach Greinke. And the second one is the key injury to A.J. Pollock, who was one of their building blocks. And I think that that's hurt the Diamondbacks big time. They're still in it because the Giants and the Dodgers aren't playing very well. But as quickly as the Dodgers have come back to the pack by losing six in a row, if one of those teams goes 12-3 over a 15-game spell or 15-5 over a 20-game spell, I think that's the way they're going to separate themselves from the pack and probably do it fairly quickly.
One of the things you look at with those teams in the National League West and why that division's hovering around 500 is they're not winning on the road. And over in the American League, you have the obvious surprise team would be the Chicago White Sox. They're 11-5 on the road. They're 17-8 overall as we speak on a Sunday. And, you know, I don't think they're for real. I don't think Robin Ventura is for real. I've mentioned that before. But their pitching staff is most certainly for real. Can they do what the Mets did a year ago and what the Indians are trying to do and just build a team around their starting pitching?
Yeah, it's very possible. The White Sox, as you mentioned, are 11-5 on the road. And not only are they 11-5 on the road, they're only 6-3 at home. And that means that they've played more games on the road. And usually a team plays better at home. So maybe that's going to help them. But, you know, as well as the White Sox pitching has been, I think a huge factor there, Jeff, has been the improvement on the defensive side of the game over last year. They've tightened that up tremendously. And, we all know that, yes, if your pitches are better, your pitching is better. But pitches are generally only as good as the guys behind them catching the ball because no pitcher strikes out 27 guys in a game. So I think the fact that they've got improved defense, I'm looking at Laurie at second base specifically and Frazier at third base, both significant upgrades over what they had last year in those respective positions. I got to think that the defense has probably been a huge contributing factor to that as well. So I think it's a two-pronged thing, Jeff.
Go ahead, Shane.
Do the Mets, you talked about the streaks and having so many teams that are going on streaks early in the season, and the Mets are one of those teams. They've won, I believe it's 8 in a row now, and they're still looking up at the Nationals. What do they need to do, or they just need to keep doing what they're doing and the Nationals hopefully come down to earth, because the Nationals seem to be in that conversation with best teams in Major League Baseball right now?
Yeah, very true. That's an interesting division. The Mets won 8 in a row. The Phillies have won 5 in a row. The Miami Marlins have won 7 in a row. And the Mets have won 9 of 10, and with that great pitching staff, I guess that's not a surprise. Washington has come back to the pack, but while Washington came out of the gate really quickly, I think one of the things we have to look at is their schedule, and their first 12 or 15 games were all against teams that were mediocre teams. I think they had two series against Atlanta and one series against Philadelphia. They haven't really played any of the big boys yet in terms of scheduling. So I would have to think that Washington probably benefited from a very soft early schedule. Plus, they had the incentive to play well for new manager Dusty Baker. I don't see the Washington Nationals being a bad team, but I don't see them winning that division by a huge margin. I think the Mets are going to give them a real good run for their money. Any team that has pitching like the Mets have, certainly starting pitching, when a guy like Bartolo Colon, who is either a 218 or 219 game winner in his career, can't crack the rotation, that tells us something about the strength of the pitching. And we all know that pitching is anywhere from, certainly starting pitching is anywhere from 70 to 90% of the game. So I still got to think that the Mets are in there as long as that pitching staff stays healthy, and I think that's a two-horse race probably right down to the month of September.
You know, if you're a fan in our nation's capital, you almost want Dusty Baker to get you through September and then tag in somebody like Joe Torre to handle the playoffs, because that's not Dusty's forte by any stretch of the imagination. Is there a team that's more or less influenced, by their manager than a team with a guy like Dusty Baker's history?
Oh, Baker's an interesting guy. He does have a World Series win with San Francisco, and you know, maybe the parallel, going back to hockey for a second, maybe the parallel with Baker is Bruce Boudreau, fired this week by the Anaheim Ducks because he couldn't succeed in the playoffs. But you look at the guy's regular season record, and in both Washington and Anaheim, he was there for four full seasons and one partial season, and in each place he had four division titles. So he's obviously not very successful in the playoffs either, but still a very good coach, and maybe Baker falls into that category as well. I've always had a feeling that Baker tended to overmanage, and specifically I'm talking here about his time with the Cubs and probably his time with the Reds as well, because the Giants were such a talented team. But I've always felt that he overmanaged. I've often felt that he overused his bullpen. He relied on the bullpen a little bit too much and basically just wore them out. And let's face it, if you wear out your bullpen over the course of a regular season, the spot that it's going to catch up with you is in the postseason, when all of those outs are even more key and more critical. So I think that's probably a piece of it. Maybe he's learned from those mistakes. We won't know unless the Nationals get to the postseason.
What about D. Gordon? Well, you know, what do you think that loss means to the Marlins, and you know, how genuine or inauthentic, you know, or authentic do you think his career is now that he's been caught using PEDs?
Well, that's a huge question. I was kind of I think he's a big hole for them to fill. Last year, he led the National League in hitting and in stolen bases, and played pretty good defense at second base. Was a big part of that team. They're going to miss him for essentially half the season, 80 games. I was a little surprised at the sort of nonchalant way that he accepted the suspension. You know, hey, okay, I didn't do this knowingly. Not sure what I did, but you know, I'll accept suspension and move on. And you know, this is the third one we've seen this season. The Phillies had a pitcher that was suspended, and of course, Chris Colabello here with the Blue Jays and last week. And that's one that really puzzles me, because you look at Colabello and. He certainly doesn't strike you as a guy that's been bodybuilding in any way, shape, or form. It does make you wonder if the numbers last year were legit or not. Only he knows for sure. But he's never struck me as being the type of guy that would do something like that. But, you know, and again, he's sort of proclaiming his innocence, but he too is accepting his suspension. So these guys have got to learn. Don't really understand why they keep doing this. You know, they even know these drug tests are coming. It's not like somebody just walks in one day and says, hey, we're going to start testing people. It's part of the basic agreement between the Players Association and the major leagues. These guys know this is going to happen. Are they playing Russian roulette, just thinking that, you know, because they're stars, they're the guys that are not going to get checked? If somebody did take this stuff innocently, then I feel sorry for them. But it still comes down to the fact that everybody is responsible for the things that they do or do not put into their bodies. And these guys are all mature individuals. They're supposedly mature individuals. I think they should know better. And if they've got any doubts, they should be asking, and they should be asking the right people.
It sounds so simple, doesn't it, John? But you have guys like Josh Gordon, and I know the NFL doesn't really move the needle with you, but certainly you've heard about guys like Josh Gordon and Johnny Manziel that have plagued my Cleveland Browns franchise for you know, and players of the like that have plagued that franchise for so long. It's why is it so hard for us to understand their mindset, why they would go so out of bounds? And it's not everybody, it's just the outliers.
Well, you and I have had chats about Gordon and Manziel off-air and offline, and I think your comment when I said, you know, can the Browns trade him, your comment on Gordon was, you know, the trade value right now is 10 cents on the dollar, so they pretty much got to bottom out. You got to think that, you know, to some extent it's ego with these guys. You know, I've always been a superstar. I've always been a great player. No one's going to touch me. I was dominant in high school. I was dominant in college. I was dominant in the minors if it's baseball. I can be dominant in the majors, or I can be dominant in the NFL. And the other thing I got to think is that to some extent it's a little bit like gambling. These guys that go to Vegas, they lose five hands. They think they're going to win big on the 6-1 and recoup all their losses. It's a combination of things.
All right, John. Hey, John, I hear the music.
Yep.
He's John Poulter, our professor of sports, always talks to us about the National Hockey League and Major League Baseball. After the break, he was supposed to get drafted high, but he got high and he went low. Shane Koenig, Jeff Rich, Sports Byline, Radio Network. We'll talk to you after the break.
Ow, ow, ow. Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
All righty, welcome back. Dorf on Sports on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Jeff Rich talking to you on a Sunday morning with John Poulter and Shane Koenig. John, great stuff on the NHL, great stuff on Major League Baseball. Want to properly send you off. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, my pleasure as always, Jeff. Look forward to chatting next week. And Shane, it was great to have an opportunity for you and I to work together.
Hey, John, before you get out of here, did you happen to catch any of the NFL draft?
No, just saw a little bit of it on the TV in the lounge at the hotel in Florida, and read the recap of it in USA Today at breakfast on Friday morning. Interesting, but not surprising, I guess, for somebody that's not a serious NFL fan like myself.
Yeah, we had one player whose stock just plummeted because a photo of him in a bong on a gas mask, and we'll get into all that in hour two. Shane, great first hour. Let's keep it rolling.
Let's do it.
All right. So thanks to our guest John Poulter, our professor of sports, Shane Koenig, myself, Jeff Rich, filling in for Andy Dorf on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. This is Dorf on Sports. Keep it close, everyone.